Saints Simon and Jude, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Father Cicada was taking a picture of the pulpit this morning, children, and I think he forgot to give me back my microphone, but he didn't do it on purpose, I'm sure. Back in the time of the apostles, and today is the feast day of two apostles, Saints Simon and Jude, back in the time of the apostles, they didn't have microphones in order to be able to reach the whole world. And one of the things, two things really, that they could do to reach everybody would be to paint or to send or to show a picture, and also to write a letter, to read a letter, including to read a letter out loud. And that's what I'm thinking of today for, especially St. Jude, pictures and letters, children. Now, if you want to make a little pilgrimage to honor St. Jude after lunch or something, well, he's right out in the cloister. He's sort of an outdoor statue, and we haven't brought him inside for a few years now, and I don't think he minds. But if you can go up close and say an Our Father for anyone who's having an impossible situation, because he's the patron saint of impossible causes. And if ever you think that you're an impossible cause, well, go see St. Jude and say a prayer to him. He has around his neck a picture of our Lord. And there's a few reasons for that. He was a cousin of our blessed Savior. And they say, you know, on his blessed mother's side, there was a sort of a family resemblance, which means that St. Jude had a very beautiful and a majestic face. So that's part of it. And also he's wearing a picture of our Lord around his neck, a big sort of like, looks like a dinner plate almost, a medallion. Well, that's a reference to the picture that our Lord once touched with his own hand. It was a picture of himself. And that was sent to a king up in Syria. And this name of the city was Edessa, which I think is still a city in Syria today. You see, the king, his name was Abgar, he wrote a nice letter to our Lord, and he invited our Lord to come and visit him. And he said, there be room for both of us in my city. My kingdom's not very big, but we would honor you, and you could maybe come and cure my leprosy. Well, our Lord wrote back a nice letter in response, and he said, dear King Abgar, I would like very much to come, but blessed are those who have not seen but have believed. And right now I'm very busy because it's almost time for Holy Week. And then I have to die, and then I will rise again. But I'll tell you what, later on, I'll send an apostle with my letter, and he'll heal you with it. That's how I'll do that. So, in the meantime, Abgar really wanted to see what our Lord looked like. So he sent an artist down from Syria, which is north of the Holy Land, down to the Holy Land, and he found our Lord, and he tried to paint his picture. But he couldn't, because you know how if during 40 hours, children, if you stand right in the back of the church by the door, the ushers were complaining about this on Sunday, and it's quite true, if you stand in the back of the door and you look straight up the aisle and the big monstrance is over the altar, you can't really see our Lord. It's just all is shot through with light. Well, that's how it was for the artist, the painter. All he could see was glory coming out of the face of our Savior, and he couldn't paint his picture or anything. So our Lord, who's always considerate of even little people and their causes, the saints are that way too, our Lord goes up to him and says, well, never mind, that's all right. And he touches the picture, and he gives it a wonderful holy power. It becomes a second-class relic. And with that, King Abgar was healed of his leprosy. When St. Jude came to heal him of his leprosy after Pentecost, and he had the picture with him, then Saint Abgar, the king, he was so surprised because He looked at the picture of our Lord, and he looked at St. Jude, and they looked almost exactly the same. So St. Jude, that's why he has a picture around his neck. He's sort of a picture saint. And that tells us, children, what we have to try to be, a picture of Jesus Christ. So when somebody else sees you, they don't see Simon or Abigail or Emma or whoever. Instead, they see our Lord, a little picture of Jesus. In other words, you imitate Christ in your life. That's sort of the idea. And so today we have a picture saint, and his name is Saint Jude, but he's a letter saint too, because as I told you, part of the story is how the king wrote a letter to our Lord, and how our Lord wrote back a nice answer to him, saying that he was sorry, but later on he would get taken care of. And when Saint Jude got to see the king later on, and he had the letter of Jesus Christ, he rubbed it on the face of the king, and all of the leprosy, which was all over his skin, just went away. He was miraculously healed. Now, they kept the letter of our Lord in their city in Syria for a long time, for several centuries, and it protected them. And whenever ISIS would come, or there would be Americans or Russians or someone come to invade their city in Syria, because poor Syria is always getting invaded, well, this is what they would do. They would get the letter out, and the letter was probably in the sacristy in a beautiful case. And they would get the letter out, and one child would be chosen to climb up over the gate of the city, the most important spot in the city, and to read the letter of Jesus Christ out loud. And when it was read, the enemies always left. Their city was always protected, even though, as today, Syria was a very warlike place. But what happened is that the people got to be wicked and forgot about our Lord's letter to them and our Lord's face and about how we should try to look like Jesus Christ in all that we say and do. And then they started to deny the truths about our Lord that you and I learn in our catechism. And some started to say, well, he's not really a divine person. And then others people said, or he doesn't have a real human nature. And they got everything all mixed up. And they fell into heresy. And when they fell into heresy, there was no more protection for their city of Edessa in Syria anymore. St. Jude is a letter saint, children. Do you ever write letters? It's a good thing to write letters. Sometimes you might write a card for Mother's Day or for Christmas or something like that. Most people don't send too many letters anymore, but it's a good thing to send letters. In the old days, when I was your age, if I got a present for Christmas or for my birthday, my mother would set us all down at the table and we had to write thank you letters. It's a good thing to send a thank you letter. And you know, you could send a thank you letter to our Lord, or you could send an asking letter to our Lord. Sometimes people do that. They write out a letter, and they just fold it up and put it under a statue. A lot of people did that for St. Anthony this year. And our Lord is very pleased when we do that, because that's a sign of faith. But we mustn't ever forget to say thank you. So there's a custom that when people pray to St. Jude for an impossible cause, why then, They publish a letter of thanks. You couldn't actually send it to St. Jude because we don't know what his address is, and I don't think there's any letter delivery in heaven, but you could publish it. And so people publish letters to St. Jude in newspapers sometimes, and it's just a way of saying, thank you, St. Jude, you heard my prayer, and I got my miracle. Our Lord loves us when we stop and say thanks. Remember, our Lord healed. We have this during the summer. He healed 10 lepers, and only one came back to at least say thank you. And he wasn't even a Jew. He was a Samaritan, not even from God's own people. Our Lord likes us to be grateful. So sometimes, on occasion, it's a good thing to write a letter. And people still do that for St. Jude. St. Jude, who is he? Patron saint of impossible causes. Who is he? He's a patron saint of the picture of Jesus Christ, and he's a patron saint of letters. St. Jude, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.